few days we spent a while learning the Braisa on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Gona b'tavach b'shab is gona b'tavach la v'dezor and gona b'shar nizko l'tvocho m'shalem abo v'chamisha divrei Reb Meir. So first the Gemara thought that it's Reb Meir has a different sheet about kom le b'dirabmine. That he even holds Mesa Mishalem. We didn't really understand Dushar Niskal. How does that fit in? Chacham and Paitrim, Chacham say there is a din of Kam Levi Dirabmine, but why are they Paitrim by the Dushar Niskal? So the Dushar Niskal didn't fit in at all over here. Then the Gemara said, no, Rab Meir agrees that ain't not a Mesa Mishalem. Rab Meir only disagrees, he holds Adam Loikim Mishalem. But he's not going to disagree with that Pasuk in Mishpatim. He agrees that ain't not a Mesa Mishalem. The topic that with the Brice is going b'taveach ha'ideacha, that tovach ha'macha is an exception to the rule that we say over here yeshalich l'dvarver. So there's no issue at all of kamlei v'derabbanei. Bein l'rameir, bein l'rabbanei. We're not talking about kamlei v'derabbanei. Totally different topic. The machlekes hatanoim is identical with the machlekes Reb Shimon and Achachamim in our Mishnah and in the few Mishnayos in Chulin where the shechita sheni ruya shma shechitana. The Gona b'tovach la v'dezorer, it's also b'achila min ha-Torah. Shara niskal is also b'hanoam min ha-Torah. After the Gemara Din, it's also b'hanoam. And Gona b'tovach b'Shabbos, even though the Mishnah Chulin says, Hashech b'Shabbos chitos et sheira, this Brice is following the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan Hasandla, who holds that it's also min ha-Torah. Okay. And the Machlokes is whether shchita sheni ruya shmo shchita or lav shmo shchita. Then the Gemara had a problem. Shora Niskal on the top of Ayin Aleph on the base, the sixth line. Shora Niskal, wait a minute. Shora Niskal is the Isuri Hanoah. And as such, we should really say that it's not Shavu Pruta. The Mishnah says even Kanish and Isha be Isuri Hanoah, Zaini Mekudeshes. The Lord Hashem said that it's not Shavu Pruta. So if the Shora Niskal is Isuri Hanoah before the Ganav even steals it, before you even get the first best. Thing is also b'ano, so it's not shavu pruto. Or the way we have in the Gemara, sharanis kalab demarei kotova. Sounds like it's ainu shaloi. Sounds like it's ainu shaloi. When the ganav stole it in the first place. Suri hano is ainu shaloi. This line is problematic. What do you mean? Ainu shaloi is a machleik is a rishayna. So maybe it just means lab demarei, it's not shavu pruto. So the Gemara asks, that line in the Brice, it doesn't make sense. Fine, there should be shaila of shchita shen ruya shmo shchita lav shmo shchita sharaniskal mishnigma dina zaseh b'hanoah. But it's a bigger problem here. When the ganav stole it from the very beginning, it was isuri hanoah. So there shouldn't, the whole parsha of geneva and tzvicha mechira shouldn't apply at all. Mara says, no, amar rove holu kimta pshat hocha maskina, that line goes to gon shem misor l'shaymer amafgid. A Bailam gave a shor, a normal shor, healthy shor, innocent shor, didn't start up with anybody. Gives a shor to the shomer. And the Beis HaShomer, the shor kills. Adam, Horagus Adam. Once. V'huad b'Beis HaShomer means, does mean they became a shor amud. You only have to become a shor amud to pay koi for shloshim shalevet. To be chayv skilo shor adiskel, you don't have to be a shor amud. Huad just means that they were mekabaladis, b'Beis HaShomer. V'nigmadina b'beis ha'shemer, the Gemara says on Memhei that that's a machloikus, and Gemara has later like that, l'kamon dav tzadik chesem, that's a machloikus hatanoim, whether you can be gomer dina shal shor shaloi b'fonav or not. That Rashi writes on Memhei Amud Aleph, we have a posik, arom dolef nehei de la mishpat in Parshas Maseh, by the Ritzeach b'meizid. So arom dolef nehei de la mishpat implies that ain't gomer dina shal odom ela b'fonav, by dina nefoshes. That pasuk is talking about din and nefashim. Dini mamin is bayadam is a machlekes and choshem mishpat. Can you make an ebezn make a gemar din and dini mamin is a din Torah? Let's say there's a sichsich. Reuben and Shimon have a dispute about some amount of money. They go to the local bezn. The local bezn ascertains all the facts of the case. They can't ascertain what the din is. It's too hard for them. So they send a letter to a greater bezn, to some bezn hagadol. Either the bezn hagadol should be Yerushalayim, or to a greater bezin whom they all recognize as a greater bezin. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the greater bezin sends back the psak. So what does it mean? The bezin over there gives a psak shaloi bifnehem. The local bezin sends all the information to the bezin in Yerushalayim, and then the Bezna Yerushalayim, the modern Bezna issues of Psak Shalai Bifnei Baldin, that's legitimate. Or maybe it means no, they send a tshuva to the local Bezna reads it, and the local Bezna makes a Psak. Ein Gomer Dinu Shalai Nemela Bifon. So that's two opinions in the Rishonim, on that Gemara, and Daf Lamed Aleph in Sanhedrin, two in Choshe Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Shach points out the steer in the Makaba. Whether Ein Gomer Medina Shal Odom Shalai Bifon of that Pasuk, Ram de Lefnei de la Mishpat, is it restricted only to Dina the Foshes, or does it even apply to Dina Mamas? And here, the Gemara says there's a Machloikus Hatarayim, Rabbi Yankif and the Chachomim, whether that din, whether Ein Gomer Medina Shal Odom Shalai Bifon of, does it carry over to the shore as well? We have a din. That in order to give Mises HaBailam, you have to have Shnei Edim Ksherim, and you have to have a Bezn of 23. So in order to administer Din Nefashis for the Shore, you also need two Edim Ksherim, and you need a Bezn of 23. But the question is, it can't be that all the Dinim carry over. Some of the Dinim are Miyucha Davke to Adam, like the Hitzilahu Edo. The Mishnah lists off the 10 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis. So one of the 10 differences is that if the Bezna of Din and Nefashis needs 23, Bezna Mamanus is sufficient with 3. So the Mishnah says that a Shah Niskal needs 23, Kamis Abal and Kafnis Asha. But the other 9 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis have to do with the Hitzilah Ho'edah, that you need a robe of Shnayim in order to go to Chumrah. So that does not apply to Shah Niskal, the Gemara says. And Poskim L'schus, Vein Poskim L'choiva, does not apply to Shah Niskal. The Gemara says does not apply, and machzirin l'schus, vein machzirin l'choiva. All the 9 differences between mamanus and nefashis that are based on the hitzilu eidah. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin those do not apply to shara niskal. Shara niskal is equated, is compared, can be sabal kafnis ashor to some of the formalities, but the mitzvah of the hitzilu eidah only applies to human being. So that's a shaila. What's with this din of Adam de lefnei de la mishpa? What kind of halacha is that? Maybe it only applies to Adam. Maybe the shor is clearly a lab bada. So what are you going to accomplish by having it befano? Even if it'll be befano, maybe it's considered like shalai befano. So the Gemara says later that's the machloikis. The Gemara claims maybe that's the machloikis of Yankif and the Chachamim. The Gemara has later. We learned the Mishnah already. Gozal chametz over all of hapes. Ochem alay harei shalach lefanecha. Despite the fact that the chametz she'over olav haPesach is also b'hano. That was the Pashup Shad. We had the Yehuda said, Gozal chametz v'over olav haPesach, nobody violated by Yeroh, by Yematzah deraisa, because in order to violate by Yeroh, has to be shaloi b'shusai. So zelefi sheni shaloi, zelefi sheni b'shusai. So since no one violated by Yeroh deraisa, so there's no din, the chametz she'over olav haPesach is also b'hano. That's an Nevi Yehuda Sepshak. Because it's Muta Bahano. So it's a good question what the Nevi Yehuda raised. Why shouldn't we say like that? But it's clear from the Mishnah that it's not so. It's clear from the Mishnah. Despite the fact that it's Yisuri Hanoah, you can still say Harei Shalach Lefanach. So that Mishnah, Gozal Chametz at Tzadik Vav Hamebeis, that Mishnah is regarding a Gazla. What about regarding a Shomer? If the Shomer was Posheya, Chometz Rav La Pesach, Chometz Rav La Shalach Lefanecha. So the Gemara says, what about by a Shomer? So the Pashtus is, Mantane, that's on Tzadik Ches on the base, in the wide line. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah. Gozo Chometz Rav La Pesach, Chometz Rav La Shalach Lefanecha. Mantane, whose opinion is that? That you can say by Yisuri HaNeri Shalach Lefanecha. So the Gemara says, Lechor, that's Rabbi Yankif, and it's a Machlek Satanai. Rabbi Yankif, the Tana Rabbi Yankif is the one who says, you can say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, and the Tanakhama says after Gemara Din, you cannot say Hechzir Eina Muchsa. You cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. My lab ho kam afligi. Rabbi Yankov Savar like our Mishnah, Amin Bisurei Hanarei Shalach Lefanecha. Rabbi Dan Savar, you cannot say Bisurei Hanarei Shalach Lefanecha. Gemara starts to equate it. So yesterday we said some of the Achrayim say like that. Yesterday we said you can distinguish between a Ganef and a Shomer. Maybe since the Shomer is Posheya and he's Chayiv for the Hefsid, if he's Posheya, so maybe over here the Tanakhama de Rabbi Yankiv would agree with the Mishnah by a Ganef, you can say Resha Loch Lofanecho, because by a Ganef, either he does, either he returns the original object, or he has to pay. So here is returning the original object. Because Hezek Shein and Nikol Av Shmei Hezek, so it's considered Loi Nishtana, it's considered Loi Huzak, and he can say Reish Alach L'Fanach. But by Shomer, there's room to have a Machloikis. So that's Svar Lachalik, that's, I think the Marshal has like that. And the Amshel Shlomo, that the Gemara doesn't say. First, the Gemara equates the Machloikis. The Gemara says the Din in the Mishnah, by Chometz Rabbal HaPesach, should depend on Rabbi Yankin and Achacham. Then when the Gemara distinguishes, they don't say Ar Svar Lachalik between a Shomer and a Gazel, and the Gemara says no. My Labo, come and flick it, this is it. Amalei Rabba. So Rabba argues and he says one can distinguish differently. The Kuli Alma, Min Bisara, and the Reish Allah Lofanecho. Everybody agrees. Elomai Rabba, Hocha, Begarm of Dina Shoshor, Shalai Befano, come and flick it. Rabban and Sabri, and Garm of Dina Shoshor, Shalai Befano. The Machlekes, Rabbi Yankif, and the Rabbanan is exactly this Nakuda. Can you make a Gmar Din Lemisa on the Shor, Shalai Befano? So the Chachamim hold, you cannot make a Gemara Din Shalai B'Fanav. So therefore the Shomer was Poshea in that he allowed the Bezin to grab the Shor and make a Gemara Din. It was the Shomer's, on the one hand, it's the Shomer's responsibility as a religious Jew to fulfill a Pasuk in Chumash, Riyata Rami Kebecha. The Gemara says in the beginning of the last Pek in Chulin, that's the pasuk that says that if you know where there's a shor shaharagas adam, he's supposed to bring that shor to Bezna. Bezna should give him the death penalty. And that same pasuk goes on all murderers and all people who did an aver. If I know that someone did an aver and he deserves to get Misa or Malkus or whatever, so it's the responsibility of the whole Jewish community to not to harbor the criminal, but to give him over to the Bezna. So on the one hand, the shomer has an obligation like any other Jew, the atar amikabech. On the other hand, he made a contractual agreement with the mafkid that he's going to watch this shor. So it's his responsibility, ben adam lachaveiro, that he should not let the bezin get it. So according to the Rabbanon, the Rab Yankiv, ain't gomen dinu shol shor, shaloi b'fanov, so the shomer was poshea over here. So since the shomer was poshea, so that's why he's chayav. Aye, but the shor is here. Means so the Gemara says that they both distinguish. Rabbi Yankiv and Achacham, they both distinguish between a Shomer and a Ganav. First, the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah that says, Gazal Chametz Va'Ovar, all about Pesach, Hamalai Reish Alach Lefanecha, is exactly the same as Rabbi Yankiv, and it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yankiv and Achachamim. So the Mishnah is a Machlekes Hatanaim. Then the Gemara says, wrong. So I thought wrong. The Machlekes Hatanaim is, do you equate Shomer with Ganav? Do you not equate? Rabbi Yankiv equates, the Chacham don't equate. The Gemara says, wrong. They both don't equate it. They both hold that by Shomer you cannot say Hareish Alach Lefanecha. If you are Poshea, then you cannot give it back. By a Ganif, you can say Hareish Alach Lefanecha. By Shomer Chayvim Pshia, so you cannot say Hareish Alach Lefanecha. So the Rabbanon hold that the Shomer was Poshea, so you cannot say Hareish Alach Lefanecha. Not the same as by a Gazlan. Rabbi Yankiv says he's not Poshea because he can make the Gemar Din Shalai B'Fanav. So what's the difference? Whether the Shomer would hide the Shor or wouldn't hide the Shor. The Bezim will be Mekabel Yedis anyway, make a Gemar Din on the Shor Shalai B'Fanav, and it'll be Asabano anyway. So the Shomer was not Poshea. That's how the Gemar presents it. That the Machlegs of Yankiv and the Rabbanon is, was the Shomer Poshea, was the Shomer not Poshea? And they both hold that if the Shomer would have been Poshea, he wouldn't get away by saying Harei Shalach L'Fanav. That's the mask. That's how the Gemara explains it. That's on Tzadik Ches Amar.
We usually agree that mitzvah
ben adam lamakim is deicha mitzvah ben adam lamakim is usually deicha mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro. Well, for example, midachin and isura mikami mamayna. The Gemara says mamayna means a mitzvah ben adam lachaveiro. The Gemara says hakayim beveis hakvarais. Is there a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda if I'm a Kohen and I see your Aveda in the cemetery? So the din is that I'm not allowed to be Metame LeMeisim, but here I'm interested in performing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So should I say that Esa Deicha Lo Yisesek? So Gemara says, no. Midachin an Isura, Mikami Mamayna. Isura means mitzvah Shebir Olam Lamok, and Mamayna means a mitzvah Shebir Olam Lachaver. Gemara says, mitzvah Shebir Olam Lachaver is never Deicha, a mitzvah Shebir Olam Lamok. Yeah, but over here he made a contract. He signed a contract, he agreed to serve as a Shomer, and part of his responsibility is to stand on his head and to do whatever, if he's a Shomer Chinuch, to stand on his head, or not to stand on his head, to stand on his feet, Neighbors of Shammah Sachar even to stand on his head. Shammah Sachar is mechayiv to strain himself a little more to be Meshamah the object. So here, the Shammah should have, based on his obligation, Menorim Lachavera, he's obligated to protect the thing to make sure that it doesn't get hurt.
But if I'm obligated, if I obligate myself not to be Shemesh Shabbos in a contract,
yeah,
to work on Shabbos, so I'm mechayiv.
You're not allowed to work on Shabbos, but if you cause the heft, you don't deserve to get paid. When you can't sue them, you can't sue the company for being discriminatory. You're not allowed to go to work on Shabbos, and you don't deserve salary for Shabbos. You can't call in sick. You shouldn't have taken such a job. But the contract is binding. He agreed to get to whatever, $5,000 a week, provided that he works on Shabbos. He doesn't work on Shabbos, and he's not entitled to the $5,000.
What does Shemra and Chavis rather than doing it? He could sell it for the Balakos, and he doesn't sell it, but have the same time.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. If it's a Shemachinam in it, if it's a Shemachinam, only if it's easy for him to sell a chametz. And if it's a Shammah Sachar, even if he would have to strain himself a little bit, also is mechuyev. The Gemara says, let's say, I'm a shomer on a herd of sheep, on a flock of sheep. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, if I'm a shomer chinam, so I'm mechuyev, and then a lion comes to attack the sheep. So if I'm a shomer chinam, I'm only mechuyev to do something that's easy to do. If I'm a Shammah Sachar, I'm mechuyev to go lay out money and to call up friends of mine and to do even more to save the sheep, to watch the sheep.
What's the sense of Amishol regarding Shomer Mitzvos?
What do you mean? Do we have the din of Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar? Something to ponder. Okay. Philosophical question. I don't know. So getting back again, how does Rava interpret our case? We have a problem. The Brisa talks about a case, the simple reading of the Brisa talks about a case. The Ganav stole an animal that was Nigmat Dino Lemisa already. He steals a Sharat Niskal. So it's not a Shavaputa and it's not Shalom. What's going on? No, it was Ain't a Bishusa, Ain't a Shalom, Ain't a Bishusa, not Shavaputa. However you slice it, however you learn Pshat in the Mishnah Kiddushin. The man is Mikadosh and Isha with a Sharat Niskal. So it says Ain't a Bikudesh. Either because it's Ain't a Shalom, or Ain't a Bishusa, or it's not Shavaputa. So here, that's what it sounds like. The Ganav stole the Shara Niskal from the Beis HaBailim. Shara Niskal from the Beis HaBailim. So either it's Ein Shaloi or it's Ein Bishusoi. If you steal something, it's Ein Bishusoi also. Aganim Ben Aganim is not Chayiv because good and Beis Uish would love Beis Aganim. So here, even though it's been Beis Uish, it's Ein Bishusoi because it's a Shara Niskal, so it's Ein Bishusoi. Or it's not Shara Pruta. However, you understand the Mishnah and Kiddushin. You understand the Gemara's Kasha here? The Gemara says Labdi Dei. Labdi Dei means either Ein Shaloi, Ein Bishusoi to begin with. Or it's not only it's Ein Bishus at the time that he shechts it. Every ganef when he shechts it is Ein Bishus of the nig. It means it's Ein Bishus at the time that he stole it. The Gemara's lashon is lav di dei katovach, lav de marei katovach. No, the kasha was when he stole it. It's Ein Shaloi or Ein Bishus.
Why is the marei
eskam
today?
I don't know. Lav de marei katovach. Something fishy with that line. Should have said. Should have said at the time of the Gnevis. It's Ein Shaloi, Ein Bishusa, not Shavaput. I don't know. Anybody have a chance to look up? I didn't look up the Shinui Girsois. You should look. Maybe there's a better Girsi here on this line. So Rava gives a whole fantastic shot. He says, we're not talking about a case that a Ganav stole the Shor HaNiskal from the Beis HaBailim. No. The Bailim were mafkid their Shor by a Shomer. The Shomer let the Shor run wild. They didn't let, whatever. The Shor went and he killed someone. And there were Mekabalaitis on the shore, and they made a Gmar Din on the shore. And Rameya holds, so what? So now it's Nigmar Dino. And now someone steals this shore from the Beis HaShemah. So why does Rameya hold that you're Chayiv? The Chachamim Poitchim, because the Chachamim hold like Rav Shimon, the Shechit, the Sheni, the Elav Shmo Shechita. The Chachamim Poitchim on the Dal Behei. And Rameya says, not only are you Chayiv, Kerem the Kefal, you even Chayiv Dal Behei. Why? So the Gemara says, "Aye, but the Shor doesn't even belong to the Shomer." Gemara says, "Because Rameya holds like Rav Shimon, a Dabar Hagorim leMamin, kiMamin Dami, and this Shor HaNiskal is a Dabar Hagorim leMamin, because Rameya holds like Rav Yankiv. Afin Shinig Madina Hazira Shomer leBeis Bailov is Muchzam. The Sava Loki Reb Shimon the Abba Daba Hagram the Maman Kim Maman Dami this night. He holds like Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara. A whole fantastical Kim Kipshat. So Taisus here raises a problem. Taisus says if you look on the same daf that we were looking before Tzadik Ches, so if you look on Amid Aleph, at the bottom of Amid Aleph, you have Omar Rabba, two lines from the bottom. Asorev Shtar Shal Chaver Potter. If I burn, someone has a shtar chayv that someone else owes him $100,000, and the other person, the loiva, is a tough cookie, it's going to be hard to collect the money. So now I burnt the shtar, so he's never going to be able to get his money from the other one. The other one will deny that he owes the money. So the rabbi says that I'm potter from paying. So the Gemara comes lamaskana that we don't paskan like rabbi. The Gemara comes out lamaskana, have you into the wide lines, about the 10th wide line. Aviyuvda, there was once a case came up, the Kapye Rafram, the Ravashi. Ravashi burned someone else's shtar. The holy Amor Ravashi, the one who entered the Talmud Bavli, he burned someone else's shtar. Ravashi's bothered. How can it be? Ravashi, so Ravashi says, Shesor of shtar the Alduso, when he was a little boy. That's a Shiloh. The Alduso means before Bar Mitzvah, after Bar Mitzvah. But Ravashi's bothered with the question, how can it be that Ravashi burned somebody's shtar? So okay, Ravashi says, when he was a young boy. He burned someone else's shtar. So Rafra made Ravashi pay Vagvibe Kikshur Litzlom. Ravashi made him pay. In other words, we don't pass like Rabba. Rabba holds, what's the machlokes Rabba and Rafram? Rabba holds that Garmi is Potter, and Rafram holds that Garmi is Chai. That's at the end of the second parak in earlier in Bava Kamma. It's a Gemara Chavavam at base. Eight lines from the bottom of Chavavim Beis. V'yomar Rab, Rabba has it in by the tiny letter Kuf. Zarakli Mirosh Agag. Someone throws Kalim off from the rooftop. V'hoyu tachtav Korim Uksasas. On the bottom there are cushions, so it's not going to smash. The Kalim are not going to break when they land on the ground because it's going to be cushioned. Bo Acher V'silkam. Another person comes and he grabs away the cushions on the bottom. So Mele, he causes the kelim that the other person threw from the rooftop to smash. So Rabbi says, the one who pulls away the cushions is not chayiv. My timer. So he says, you're not chayiv. So Taisus quotes Kodam Asilko. Taisus writes Kodam Asilko. Pirish Rav Alfis, Rabbi le taimei. This is Rabbi speaking. And Rabbi, we know his opinion. Omar Rabbi here on Tzadik Ches Amin Aleph. Asorev Shtor Shal Chaver Potter. Rabba doesn't hold from Garmi. The Gemara concludes that we don't pass like Rabba. Havi Uvda, the incident came up. Ravashi burned a Shtar Bi Alduso, Rashi says, and Rafram forced him to pay. So we pass like Rafram. The Garmi is Chayv, it's a Machlek is Satanoi. The Gemara says, Machlek is Ramei and the Rabbanon, whether Dainina did in the Garmi, Lo Dainina did in Garmi, Machlek is Samaroi, whether to pass like Rab Meir or to pass like the Rabbanon. So Rabba paskins like Daninan did in the Garmi. So the Rib says this Rabba over here is Lushitosa, but the way we paskin Daninan did in the Garmi, so we would paskin that if someone threw the Kalim off Mirosh Agag, Bahayatakta Karmic Sosas, or Bahav Silko, the one is Misalakid would be Chai because Daninan did in the Garmi, he would be Chai. And the Reed disagrees. That's the Tais. Pirish Rav Alfis, the next to the last line in the Tais is Davchavavim Eis. So the Tais quotes the Rif. The Rabba the Taimei, the Leisli Din of the Garmi, by this Gemara, Sarev Shlachav Shalchaver. Well, the Reen Nira that this is lower than Garmi, this is Groma. Groma Lachola Deis is Potter. And Garmi is a Machleke Satanon. Why is this Groma? Because he didn't do a Maisa in the Gufa Kli, Shanishba. He just was Masala Karamuksasa, so even though it's Bari Azeka, but since he didn't do a Maisa in the Dover Hanizak, so this is called Groma. That's a Machleke. But Rabba Shita, we know, Machleke Satanon. Whether Danidim did in Gami, a machloikas samaraim had to pass. So before the Gemara comes to the realization that there's a new din of din of the Gami, so the Gemara says on the fourth line from the top of Tzadik Ches on the base, Amar Avdini Bar Chanina, hod the Rabba's statement that if I burn someone else's shtar chayv, I don't have to pay. I pay for however much a piece of paper would sell for, a penny. A fourth of a penny. How much do they charge? They charge a penny for four sheets of paper. So I burnt a piece of paper. I pay him a quarter of a penny. Pachas Mishavah Pruto, so you're not even mechuyif to pay for that. But Rabba claims that you don't have to pay the Mei Shtar Amalia because that's Grama Ben Ezik. He doesn't hold from Garmi. So Rav Dimi Bar Chanina says that Rabba's din is dependent on a machlekes hatanaim. We know it is dependent on a machlekes amei and the rabbanim. That's on Daf Kuf, whether Daninan didn't gamli or loy Daninan didn't gamli. But Gemara now didn't realize that yet. So Gemara says it's dependent on a machlekes davra gam lamam kemam and dami, lav kemam and dami. In which way? Le rabbanan, le rab shimon di amad davra gam lamam kemam and dami, mechayev. This star that I burned would have enabled the malve who was holding onto it to collect $1,000, $10,000. So that's a dharma. And because I burnt this star, now he's losing out that money. So dabash goram lamamen is kimamen dami, has the value of $10,000. The rabbana dami dabagram lamamen lav kimamen dami loy mechay. Then Rabba would be right. So Rabba is saying halacha ki rabbana. If one would have adopted Rav Shimon's opinion, dabagram lamamen kimamen dami, he would mechay. So then the Gemara says it's not exactly the same. Maskalar Apunim Beidu Rabbi Shua, it's not exactly the same. Hey, Medu Shamas Ali Rabbi Shimon, when does Rabbi Shimon say Dover Gam Lamamin? Kimamin Dami, Bedovishi Kora Mamin. You have an object that has a tremendous Shavius to it. It's a Dovishi Gufa Mamin has a Shavius. The only thing is, it doesn't belong to me. I'm a Shamer on the object. It belongs to someone else. If someone is Mazik the object, why should they pay me? The Mazik or the Ganef has to pay the Bailim. The Shamer is not the Bailim. So Rabbi Shimon says, how do you determine who is the Bailim, the one who stands to lose? Let's say, if my house burns down, who loses? Does the landlord lose or do I lose? So if I lose, that means that it's my house. If the landlord loses, it means that it's his house. When an oinus occurs, who loses? Whoever loses, he's called the Bailim. So Rav Shimon only says, Dabar gam lamam kamam dami kochim shechai b'achri yusam. So it's considered kishalah. Why? The animal is worth money. Such an animal would sell on the market for $300. But the animal is not mine, it's Hegdish. Or I'm a shamer on the thing. So comes Reb Shimon and he says, Dabar gam lamami kamami dami. Since the ganav stole it, and I stand to lose the hefsid, the shamer stands to lose, or the one who took the neder to bring the korban is the one who stands to lose. So Dabar shigoram lamamin is considered kishali, I'm the baila. But over here by shtar chayiv, the shavis that it has, the intrinsic shavis that it has, gufa mamin shavis is less than a shavu pruta. A piece of paper is not worth that much. You're telling me that I burned someone else's shtar, and it has a shavis of $10,000 because it could have collected money. But that's not the intrinsic value. That's ain't gufa mamon. So the Gemara Tainas, what does it have to do with Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon only says when the thing has a value, and Reb Shimon is saying, but I'm not the Bailim. So Reb Shimon says, no, if you're the one who's, not you're the one who theoretically stands to lose, you're the one who just lost. That's the Gemara Psochim Dafei says like that. Shimon only says davar garam lamami kamami dami if it's davar shekva garam lamami. If I already suffered a hefsid because of the gneva that happened, or because of the oinus that happened, whatever, so I'm considered the violent. But over here, that's the Gemara's taina. Aim it on the second white line. Aim it the shamus lay the Reb Shimon davar garam lamami kamami dami davar shekora mamin. If the thing has a Shabbos, but if the thing doesn't have any Shabbos at all, like over here, so what is it? What has it got to do with Reb Shimon Shita of Dabar Gam Lamami Kamam and Dami? Dava Sheini Kara Mamin Mi Amrinan. So then the Gemara says, what Rabbi said is totally in the Machlekes Hatanaim, but not in the Machlekes of Shimon and Achachamim regarding Dabar Gam Lamamin. It's totally in the Machlekes Hatanaim of Danin and Din and Digami, Loi Danin and Din and Digami. That's how the Gemara says. So we mentioned once already, in the end of Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Vav, in Choshen Mishpat, they give you the Mar Mekaymus over here. And Shin Pei Vav is the Simen all about Dainin and Din and Degamri, that we pass like Rab Meir, and we don't accept Rabba's opinion, we pass like Rafram. And the Gemara says, Laman the Doin Din, Omar Meimel, Laman the Doin Din Degamri, Magda Bey, Demei Shtor Amal, Yaman the Lod Doin Din Degamri, you only paid the main New York one, you pay for a piece of paper, and we pass can Dainin and Din and Degamri. That's the Gemara. So there's the Shach over there has the Machlekes where the Garmi is the Raisa the Rabban. And then the Shach also quotes one of the Rishonim. He quotes the Ravon. That even though the Gemara suggested that it's not Toli Zebezeh, that the issue of Garmi is not a function of the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabban, of Dabar Gam Lamam and the two different things. But he says that's only a Tchiyah B'Alma. The truth of the matter is that it is Toli Zebezeh. So once you get to the Maskana that Hilchas Daninan, the din is like Rab Meir, Danin and Din and Digami, what it means in effect is that we pass like Rab Shimon, that Dabar Gam Lamam, it is Kimam and Dami. It is Kimam and Dami. That's how the Shach quotes one opinion from the Rishonim. But the Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. Why should you say that it's only a Tchiyah B'Yalma? Pashtus in the Gemara is that the Gemara suggested that it's apps. The Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not totally Zebizah at all. It's a totally different issue. Dabra Garm L'Mammon is a different thing. The thing has a Shabbos, but I'm not the Bailim. So because it was Garm L'Mammon for me, someone stole it, and I suffered the Hepsid of that stealing, so that's why I'm considered the Bailim. How do you determine who's the Bailim? The one who stands to lose when the thing is nenas and it's aved min oilam. So now Tosis on our Gemara in Aleph and Beis has akasha. We're trying to figure out shat in this brisa. We had ayin aleph and aleph. There was a machlekes amen achachamim in three cases, and the machlekes is the issue of shchita sheniru shma shchita lav shma shchita. So that we understand. Ganav tavach b'shabbos is like Rabbi Yechanan a sandler. That ma'isa Shabbos is an isa deraisa. Ganav tavach l'avedizar is an isa deraisa. And sharaniskal is also b'hanam b'deraisa. Fine, that we understand. But we had a problem on the sharaniskal. How can it be? The ganav stole a sharaniskal. So you don't get off the first base. It's ainu shaloyah of the nigman, it's ainu b'shusay. It's not shomer pruta. Whatever the reason for ein kiddushin topsin, if you're mekadosh an isha b'isuri hanoah. So all the three explanations should apply over here. I should say if you steal a sharaniskal from someone else, you shouldn't be chayv. So Mar says, no, in a kimtipsha. We're not talking that the Baal HaShor has a sharaniskal in his backyard. No, the Bailam gave the shor to a shomer. And it is hizik horag beveis ha-shomer v'dig madin beveis ha-shomer. And we're going like Rabbi Yankiv, that you can say, harei shalach lefanechom. Haresh Allah Lufanecha, and Rab Meir holds like Rab Yankif, and he holds like Rab Shimon, that Dabah Hagorim Lamamin, the Mamin Dami. Even though the Shomer is not the Bailim, on this shore, the Mafkid is the Bailim. But since the Shomer is the one who stands to lose, when the Ganav steals the shore from the Beis HaShomer, and he shechts it, then he eats it, so the Shomer is losing over here, because the Shomer would have been able to say Haresh Allah Lufanecha like Rab Yankif. And now that the Ganav stole the shor and he shechts it and eats it up, he can't say Reish Alof Vanacha. So therefore, Dabash Agarm Lamam and Kemam and Dami, and that's where Rameya holds that the Ganav has to pay Kefal Dalad Vehei to the Shomer. That's how the Gemara says. Rameya holds like Reb Shimon. So Tesis asks, why do you have to say Rameya holds like Reb Shimon? You see from the Gemara in Tzadik Tesam Ebeis, that even if you hold like Reb Shimon, it doesn't necessarily lead you to believe that Asar of Shachav Shachaber is going to be Chayiv. Because the Gemara distinguished, Dabar Garm Lamamin, Reb Shimon holds Kimamin Dami means if the Chepzi has a Shavius, it's Shaloi Bishusa, it's Shavibuta, fine, but it's not Shali, it's someone else's. So Reb Shimon says, Dabar Garm Lamamin, Kimamin Dami, because I stand to suffer the loss, I'm labeled as the Bible. So the Gemara says that wouldn't apply. Reb Shimon's Svara wouldn't help by the Asar of Shachav Shachaber. But if you all like Reb Meir, Reb Meir's sheet is more inclusive than Reb Shimon's. Reb Meir says, even by a shtar choiv, which is not, doesn't have any guf amam in Shabbos to anybody, still, bottom line, dainina dinit gami. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara Tzadik Ches on the base, the Reb Meir's sheet by gami is much more inclusive than Reb Shimon's sheet by davar gam lamamin. So what did the Gemara, what did Rav have to say in Ayin Aleph on the base? Reb Meir Savalok, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir holds like Reb Shimon. Why do you tell me Reb Meir holds like Shimon? We know Reb Meir is Dain Din and Degamir. Reb Meir holds more than Reb Shimon holds. So what do you have to latch on? What do you have to tack on? Reb Meir holds like Reb Shimon Shita. You should have said Reb Meir holds Dain Din and Din and Degamir. So therefore, the Ganav who steals the behemoth from the Beis HaShomer and he shechts it, he makes it impossible for the Shomer to return it to the Bailim. So that's a Dover. So that's a Garmi. He's mazik the shomer medina the gami, and gami is more inclusive than Rab Shimon Shita. That's how it sounds in the Gemara. Tzadik Ches and Beis. Gami is more inclusive than Rab Shimon Shita, and we know Rab Meir is the Tana holds gami. So what did Rabbi say? Rab Meir holds like Rab Shimon. Yeah, Rab Meir goes l'shitosa tanin and dina the gami. Lama lala meimer the sabek Rab Shimon. Lama Rab Meir the tamei the doin dina the gami. Koshkin and mechayb davar gam l'mam. Because it says in Agaz al-Kama, the Gemara thought that according to Rab Shimon, Asar of Shachav Shachaber should be chayiv, because Dover Gram Lamam. The Gemara says wrong. It's only for all like Rameir. Danina Digami says, see, Gami is more inclusive than Dover Gram Lamam. So say Rav Meir l'shitasa. So Tosfos answers, Pashut. The Gemara never said that Garmi is more, always more inclusive than Dabar Gam L'mamis. The Gemara meant to say that two unrelated, different topics. Look, Karav Zalzad have nothing to do with each other. Garmi is one topic. Even if you hold like Rav Shimon, the Gemara says you can hold Garmi is Potter. And even if you hold like Rav Meir, the Garmi is Chayiv, it doesn't necessarily follow that you hold like Rav Shimon. The two unrelated topics. One is who is the Bailim, and the other one is you are mazik a thing that's not gufa mamon. I burned someone else's shtar chayiv. I made the hezek in an indirect fashion. Al yidei garmi. So that's what Tosfos answers. That's what they say. But don't you see from the Gemara that if you hold like Rav Meir, certainly you would hold davar gam l'mamon? So Tosfos says no. Yishlam adikanami svar l'mei b'ripcha. You can say farkir. The Gemara never said that one is more inclusive than the other. Everybody. This has not only Rav Shimon holds Dabar Gam L'mamon K'mamon. Rav Meir never said Dabar Gam L'mamon K'mamon Dami. Rav Meir would never say that. They're two unrelated topics. That's the first suggestion. That's the Pashtun. They're totally unrelated topics. It's a pella. Why the Gemara thought originally they were totally Zebizet? Why the Shach quoted from the Ravon that they are totally Zebizet? He holds that it's a Shinui, the Chike. When the Gemara distinguishes, the Gemara says it is based on Garmi, says Shinui, the Chike, the truth is that they are totally Zebizet. The Pashtun is totally unrelated. So the first teretz that Tosfos gave is correct. Then they say another teretz also correct. The Eishim Forshi, the second teretz also correct. If you're just going to say Danina didn't Garmi, how do you make the guy pay kefil dollar to hay? Garmi is only Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik, he paid the Karen, how much the hefsid was. So let's say if the Shomer has a shor, a pikodin, and the shor was hargas to Adam bebeis HaShomer, v'nigma dina bebeis HaShomer, the Shomer could have returned it and said, Hay shalach lefanecha, like Rabbi Yankov, mich zero. Shomer lebeis balem after gemar din, and he said reishalach lefanecha. Hechzira shomer is muchza. So therefore, if someone's going to shoot the shor, and now the shomer would not be able to be machzir it, so now they're making a hefsid to the shomer. So that's dainin and dinin de garmi. Rav Meir would say dainin and dinin de garmi. Might say he can say that he doesn't hold. He can say that has to only be judged like the first teretz in Tosfos. He can say that even garmi is not going to help. That for that you have to come on to Rav Shimon Shita of Dabar Gam L'mamon to determine that the Shomer is the Bailam, because it's not really the Bailam. But even if you would have said that Rav Meir would say in such a case, Dainin and Dina de Garmi, even though he's not really the Bailam, Garmi only makes it that you pay Karen. But because you are Mazik, the Shomer suffers a loss over here. But how do you come off to say that he pays Kefil and he pays Dalad Vay? So for that you have to come on to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, the davar gam l'mamon k'mam and dami by kach m'shachay b'achriyuson. He says yechayv kefal dalad ve.
The first answer has to be moided to the second answer, no?
The first answer has to be moided to the second answer. Why?
I'm just asking. How do you? What's the havamina? How do you put din in the garmil with the gabe neva? How would you be m'chayv dalad ve?
I mean, you like the second teretz. I like it also. I like the first teretz. I like the second teretz. I like both teretz. I think I would have said both if I would have thought about the topic long enough. I think the both teretz are correct. There's no contradiction. I think the both teretz are correct. I mean, it's exactly the same teretz.
You don't even get to the first stage. It's not. It's bechlal not shayach. The distinction is, I mean, there's no.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, that's we don't understand the Gemara. That's fine. We don't understand why the Gemara thought even in the Havamina. The Rabbah's din is a machleg sab shim in the Rabbanah. We don't understand why the Rabban thinks that it's a shinui d'chike. Rabban holds that lamaskana does go together. We don't understand the Gemara, we don't understand the Rabban. The Pashup Shad is like the Tosfos, like the maskana sab Gemara, that like Korav Zalzeh, the two topics have nothing to do with each other. And then the third teretz is also la halacha lamaisa. That Rivam refers that Gami is only with the Rabbanah. Gami is only with the Rabbanah. The Gemara wants to give an explanation on the level of the Raisa. Dabar gam l'mam k'mam adam Rav Shimon Shita, that's a din de Raisa. That's not a din de Rabbanah. Gami is only a knas min de Rabbanah.
According to Rav Shimon, how could it be a din when I'm in Beis HaNishu, I'm in Beis HaGam? It Basically, stealing his shirt is based on Ghana, but what he's stealing is the Dabah Agarim Lamam. And that's what makes the Ish. How could it be such a tool?
How can it be up to? You mean he should have to pay kefil dalad hay to the ganav?
Yeah, he should have to pay.
A ganav and a ganav should have to pay kefil dalad hay to the ganav rishon because it's a double garment
from the
baal. What do you mean from the baal?
From the
ganav rishon.
The first ganav, because he's really the baal. On the double garment he's the baal.
If Rab Shimon says that a shomer is a, if you steal from a shomer is double garment lamamin. But he's still a kach m'shachay b'achri yusson. So if he's still from a ganav rishon, should also be a davar gam l'mamet k'mamet davar. The rishonim asked that kasha. I forgot what they say. Yeah. I forgot. They do talk about that kasha. Got to research. Okay. So the Taisa says gorgul. I think all the three terutz of Taisa are accepted. Allah alamai. There's no contradiction. It's not yeshlam avayd, yeshlam avayd, yeshlam. They're not guessing. All the three terutzim are correct. They're all accepted. The bottom, the last line of Taisus is the machlekes Taisus and the Ramban. Whether Gamir is the Raisa Rabban and Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Taisus. Gamir is only the Rabban. And the Pashtus is the first two chilukim of Taisus are also correct. Okay, that's an important place. Let's see. Gona mishalov ibetovach hamacha. What is that? The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah again? Anayin amad aleph. Gona mishalov. Yeah, keep it up. He steals his father's shor. Steals the shor step from the father. Ibetovach hamacha. A wonderful son. Okay. He steals from his father tovach hamacha. Va'achakach meis ovin. So if he's going to pay dalet v'hei, he's one of the yorshim. He's one of the rotten sons of this father. Let's say there are five sons. So he's entitled to 1/5 of the Yerusha. Good son, bad son, doesn't make a difference. He's entitled to 1/5 of the Yerusha. So after the father dies, to whom is he going to pay the dollar the hay? He's only going to pay, there are five sons, he'll only pay 4/5 to each one of the other brothers. Each one gets 1/5. He doesn't have to pay himself. So the Mishnah says that you pay. The Mishnah says in such a case that you pay. Aye, but it comes out that he's not paying the full dollar the hay. He's only paying 4/5 of the dollar the hay. So that's what the Gemara is going to raise an issue. So the Mishnah says, if Gona Mishalav v'Tavach Hamacha v'Achakach Meisavi, then you're chayv to pay dollar v'hei, even though it sounds like you're not paying the full of dollar v'hei. But what if it would have been Fakir? Where's the next Mishnah? Gona. The next Mishnah, the middle of Ein Dalet Amid Beis, the middle of the Mishnah. Gona Mishalav. If the father dies, he steals from his father. The father dies, then he does the Tavach HaMacha after the father died. So then the Mishnah says, you're not Chayiv Dalet V'Hei. Why are you not Chayiv Dalet V'Hei? Because you're a part owner, because you own 1/5 of the shor. So why doesn't he, of course, not Chayiv Dalet V'Hei on the 1/5 that he owns. Why doesn't he have to pay the partial Dalet V'Hei to the other brothers? So that's what the Gemara is going to work on. Why is there a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha is Zayin Amid Aleph, and the Sefer is Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. There's another Mishnah in between, but still, this is called the Reish and the Sefer. So the Gemara introduces this discussion, Maishna Reish and Maishna Sefer, with the suffix. Boy Minei Rava Mirav Nachman. What's a dinner? Ganav Shor Shal Shnei Shutfim, Utvachoy. V'hoi Delecha Mehem Mahu. The dinner is Moide Biknas V'acha Kabo Eidem is a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. You had before it's a Machlekes Hatanoim in the beginning of the parak, and we pass from the Halacha that you put them. That din, Moide Biknas Potter, so the Gemara says later, is only for Moide Bifnei Bezdin. If you're not Moide Bifnei Bezdin, then, and the Bifnei Bezdin means the Bezdin of Smuchim. That's the Gemara, on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara tells the story on the first wide line. Maise Rabbi Gamliel, Shesimias Ein Tevi Avdo. Rabbi Gamliel had an Eved Knaini, and the Eved Knaini was a very nice fellow, and he wanted to free him, but the din is that you're not permitted to, because the pasuk says Le'el Abem Tavoidu. So the Gemara has a machlekes in the beginning of Soita and Dav Gimla Medalev, how to understand Le'el Abem Tavoidu. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's Rishus. If you don't want to free him, you don't have to. But if you free him, you're permitted to free an Eved Knaini. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva that Le'el Abem Tavoidu is a choyva. You're not permitted to free the Eved Knaini. You're in violation of the sesi of the olamem tavoid. So Rabbi Gamliel felt bad that he had this k'nayni tevi who was very learned, and he really wanted to be mishachrim, that he should go and make a living on his own, make his own yeshiva, kol, or whatever. He should do productive, something productive. He should get a shidduch and get married and raise a family. Huh? But he's not allowed to feed the Eved K'nayni. He's not allowed to. So on one occasion, accidentally, apparently, he blinded him. A wild story. He was happy over the fact that now he'll be able to make his own life. He's going to free him, he's going to go get married and raise a family and become a normal human being. So he tells him, good news, I just knocked out Shem V'Yayin. If you knock out one of the Rosh Hashanah of an Eved K'nayni, he goes free. So he says, my Eved K'nayni, Tevi, is going to go free. Amala lama, why? Zakta shesemeis yeseno. Amala ein bedvarecha klum. Why? Shekvar ein lo edim. Because in order, because the Eved is Yotzeh, the Rosh Hashanah is a K'nas. Just like Kefal Dalavahe is a K'nas. And the din is that you only pay K'nas if you have Eidim, Himatzi Simatzi, you have Himatzi Bi Eidim, Simatzi Bi Dayanim, and there isn't even a Chiyah B'Bal Lotzes Yidei Shamayim, calls man, that there are no Eidim. That's what the Bir Agra point, the Hagos Agra points out. Shamina Minoh, from this Gemara you can infer by the letter Aleph, on Ayin Dalar on the base, Shamina Minoh, Daf Lotzes Yidei Shamayim, Ein Sorech B'Knas below Eidim. It's Yerushalmi, and Tosfos there in Ksubis quotes it from the Yerushalmi, Perigim and Ksubis Tosfos quotes it there. And here it's this Bavli, Shekvar Ein Lo Eidim. If there's no Eidim, there's no Midas Chasidus. Let's say a fellow robbed a bank $1 million and he knows that he did wrong, he wants to do tshuva, he wants to give back $2 million, one for the Karen and one for the Kefen. So to give back the Karen is meaningful. It draws Bavdin Kemedim Dalim. To give back the Kefen without Eidim, without Bezdin, Afila Babalotzi Deshmaim is not meaningful at all. So he may as well not do it, he's just wasting his money. He's not accomplishing anything. So that's what Rabbi Shua tells Rabbi Gamliel, Shikvar Ein Lo Eidim. Craig the Gemara, if Yesh Lo Eidim, then it would have been Chayiv. So the Gemara says, why? But Rabbi Gamliel was Moide, and Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim is Potter. So it would appear, Zog the Gemara, the only reason why he's Potter, Shikvar Ein Lo Eidim. Yesh Lo Eidim Chayiv. But he already made a Haiduaz Baldinim. Shaminon would appear that Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim is Chayiv. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. It could be over here that this didn't count as a Moide B'Knas. The only time Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim is Potter is if he does the Haidua B'Fnei Bezdin. But if he doesn't do the Haidua in presence of a Bezdin, so then it's not called Moide B'Knas Potter. And Bezdin has to be Bezdin Smuchim. So he didn't, Rabbi Gamliel did not admit that Simesi is saying Tevi Avdi in the presence of a Bezdin of three Smuchim. He bumped into Rabbi Shua walking in the street. That's not a Bezdin. You have to bump into a Bezdin of three. So the Gemara says that Moide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim is a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Machlekes HaTanoim, and Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel had a Paskin, and we Paskin Potter. But the only time it's Potter is, number one, it has to be Moide B'Knas B'Fnei Bezdin Smuchim. The Vilna Gaon writes in Beis, Hu Adin Hu Idna, the Lek Bezdin Mumchim, is Man Hazed. That's what the Rishonim write there in Ksudas. That the Niktzos talks about this, that Bezman is that we don't have a Bezna of Shloshes Smuchim. So you can never have a Moide B'Knas Potter. So number one, the Haidah, the Moide B'Knas has to be in the presence of a Bezna of Shloshes Smuchim. And our Gemara comes up with an added Chiddush, fantastic Chiddush, on Ayin Aleph on the days, that Moide B'Knas is Potter is only if it's B'Fnei Baldin. Usually, Haidua's Baldin doesn't have to be Bifnei Baldin. Let's say, E Mekabalaitis Ella Bifnei Baldin. You can only be Mekabalaitis in the presence of the Baldin. So, what are you going to say? That since Haidua's Baldin is Kemeo Eidim Dami, it's like Eidis, and you can't be Mekabalaitis Shalai Bifnei Baldin, so the Haidua's Baldin is not valid Shalai Bifnei Baldin. That's wrong. Because the halacha that you can't be Mekabalaitis Shalai Bifnei Baldin is only the Baldin against whom the Eidim are testifying. But the Baldin whom they're coming to support, he doesn't have to be there. Eim Kabinator, Vod Bevalov. What's the marker of the din of Eim Kabinator Shalai Bifnei Baldin? The Pasuk in Mishpatim. Vod Bevalov. Yav Balashavi, Yamed Al Shor. When the Eidim testify that the Shor was Mazik, or the Shor was Harag, so the Eidim have to testify in the presence not in the presence of the shor. Shor is a dumb animal, in the presence of the bala shor. That the Gemara said for sure. Means the baldin has to be a bardas. So the baldin is a cotton. A cotton is a la bardas. So the Gemara says he can't be mekabelatus in the presence, even though the cotton is there, even though the baldin is there. But if he's a cotton, that's considered shalai b'fanah. Psach picha leila.
Yeah,
okay, bez mamim apotropos. Okay, so then the apotropos is considered the bialim. Then you mean kabbalatus b'fnei habialim, right?
You say it's because of ein adam
No. So this halacha the Gemara has later in Hagoyzel. This din of ein kabbalatus shloi b'fnei baldin is only if the edim are coming l'chayevus habaldin. If they're coming to testify to his detriment, but if they're coming to support him, then you don't have to have if nei baldin. So let's say a person makes a haidos, but then I admit that I owe you $100,000. So it doesn't have to be in your presence. If there would be two witnesses who would testify that I owe you, the two witnesses have to testify in my presence. They have to testify in your presence. The whole idea of testifying in my presence, in the presence of the one against whom they're testifying to his detriment, that's a chelik of the drisha v'chakira. The din is that minatar echadin amamis vechadin in the farshas need drish v'chakira. With the rabbana they did away with the requirement for drish v'chakira, but minatar you have to have drish v'chakira. So drish v'chakira means the bezin should ask a lot of questions. Bezin wasn't there, they don't know what they asked. So the best drish v'chakira is the witnesses should testify in the presence of the person against whom they're testifying, and they're going to say that I borrowed $1 million. I'm going to say, I borrowed $1 million? Let me hear how it happened. I know better questions to ask than the bezin. Bezin wasn't there, they don't know what they ask. I want to hear you tell that story in my presence. And I want to hear what you're saying about me, what I did. So that's the best drisha v'chakira that you can have. So in Atar, the din is, Ein l'kabel me'edishu, that's the pasuk. Uhad b'vodov yovah bala shor yamer al shoro. The Kabbalah say this has to be b'fnei baldin in the presence of the one against whom they're testifying. Against whom they're testifying.
Or you can ask.
But if they're testifying in his to his benefit, that you don't need b'fanav. So when I make a hadas baldin, I admit that I owe you money. So my hadas baldin is good, not in your presence. It's good even if you're not there.
But it is baldin that there be mechayev can ask any question he wants, even if it's not in the list of the drishas of hakiris and sanhedrin.
He should tell a bezin. Okay, you don't. The court will go wild if they'll let him ask all the questions. He'll make a circus out of it. He should tell a bezin. He should write down and say, ask him this question. You see that it's not true. Ask him this, where was I and where, what day of the week was it, and so on. And the Baldin will be able to prove his case. Mistama, they wouldn't let him ask the questions, he'll make a joke out of the whole court. But he should tell Dayanim which questions they should ask. The Gemara has a din, it's a strange din. The Gemara says, if it's a big shas atchak, let's say the Edom Acholim, or the Edom have to travel to Medina Sayam. And the Baldin is not able to come. The one against whom they come to testify is not able to show up. So then the Gemara says, if it's a big shas hatchak, then you can be mekabelatus shloi b'fnei baldin. So the Rashboi is the kasha. How can it be? B'shas hatchak you mekel if you're dealing with a din derabbanan. He's talking about a din deraisa. It says b'hod b'volov. Omra Torah yovah bala shor yamar al shoro. Here's the Gemara on kuf yud beis and the beis. A pasuk in chumish we assume that it's a din deraisa. Yava bala shor v'yamer al shor. So how can you be mekel b'shas atchak if the edim acholim or they have to run to Medina Sayam? So then the Gemara says that you mekel that you can be mekabeledus even shalai b'fnei baldin. How can you be mekel if it's a din derais? A din derabbanan you can be mekel. A din derais there's no room to be mekel. So the Rashba makes a suggestion. Maybe the din derais of e mekabeledus shalai b'fnei baldin is only indeed in the fashas. Because the original pasuk v'huad b'volov yava bala shor v'yamer al shoro. The original pasuk is talking about dinim nefashos, about giving the death penalty to the shor. Maybe the whole application to dinim mamonis that you have to have kabbalah seidus mefnei baldin. Maybe the whole thing is only midirabbanan. That's one possibility. But the Or Sameach has a charifas on this gemara. He says that min haTorah, the pashta says min haTorah, you need kabbalah seidus mefnei baldin even in dinim mamonis, not only dinim nefashos. When it says in the Chumash, "V'huad b'valav yama balashav yaman al shorah," they're giving the death penalty to the shor, not to the balashor. So for the balashor, it's not dinin nefashos. For the shor, it's dinin nefashos. The shor hefke shaharag also gets the death penalty, That was the machloikis satanoim in the Mishnah, and them heim aveis. We discussed on Parshas Noach. The machloikis the Ramban on Parshas Noach. Miyak kol chaya ed rishena. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mar Nebuchim that when you give skila to Rishor Shaharagas Adam, it's a punishment to the Balashor. The Ramban says that it's not true. He says that would have been correct if the din would have been like the Tana, that Ashor Hefke Shaharag is not Chayv Misa. But we paskan that Ashor Hamidbar Shor Hefke Shaharag is also Chayv Misa. So you see, it's not a punishment to the Balashor, it's a punishment to the Shor. So the din in the Fashas is that's the punishment to the Shor, is the din in the Fashas is for the Shor. For the Balashor, it's not din in the Fashas. So who has to be there when the Mekabalate is? Yava Balashor. The Alman Asher said that's why the Rashba's vort is a little difficult. Rashba says that midderaisa you only need Kabbalah Seidus lifnei Badin and Din in the Fashas. Because the original Pasuk goes on Din in the Fashas. What do you mean, Din in the Fashas? For the Bala Asher, it's not Din in the Fashas. For the Shor, it's Din in the Fashas. For the Bala Asher, it's a Hepsid Mam, it's Din in Mamanis for him. So how can you say that Din in Mamanis, Mikra, Din deraisa don't need Kabbalah Seidus lifnei Badin? So that's where the Rashba, the Or Sameach quotes the Rashba. And Daf Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, but he makes a different suggestion. He says we should really assume that even by Mamanis you also need Kabbalah Seidus B'Shnei Baldin Min HaTorah. And on the level of the Raisa, there's no room to be Mekel B'Shas Hadchak. The Din Raisa is a Din Raisa. By Dinim the Rabbanon, sometimes B'Shas Hadchak they were Mekel. B'Shas Hadchak Ki Yevid Domi. We have a klal in Tosfos that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And whatever something is muta b'riyevet, so b'shas hadchak, we even allow it l'hatchila. There's a din, let's say I have a trefa pot. I cooked trefas in the pot last week, and today I'm going to cook kosher food in the pot. So the trefa b'liya in that pot is considered, eina ben yoma, klish eina ben yoma, is considered nois and tam b'gam. So if I cook kosher food today, it won't make the kosher food tref. But l'hatchila, you have to kasher the pot. Gzeir eina ben yoma, ata ben yoma. In Atar, you only have to kasher a pot if it's still within 24 hours after it became treif. After 24 hours elapsed, so min ha-Torah, mid-deraisa, lo yosa Torah, l'kadera bas-yoma. The Torah says you have to kasha kelim, it's only if it's still a kli ben-yoma. Because any ben-yoma, you don't have to kasha min ha-Torah. But mid-rabbanon, the Gemara says, on the last daf in Avodah Zohar, they made exer, any ben-yoma, ata ben-yoma. So there the din is, that b'di-yevet, if you cooked kosher food in a treif, a pot that's any ben-yoma, doesn't make treif. So what if it's a situation, l'chatchila, I want to cook food. And I haven't, so you have to kasher the pot. It's impossible for me to kasher the pot. So the alternative is, I won't have anything to eat. I simply won't have anything to eat. Tosis gives an example. In the days of the Balei Tosis, the main part of the meal always was bread. They used to eat the 6 slices of bread and a little bit of a herring, whatever. They didn't have any food. So the main thing was the bread. So to have a bakery to bake bread, as in an expensive proposition. So the Jews in many communities, the little villages, they had 4 or 5 Jews in the whole village. Sometimes they only had one family. They had one Jewish family in the whole village. During the Crusades, they killed all the Jews in all the villages, but there were hardly any Jews at that time. There was 1 or 2 families in every village. It was a disaster because they killed the Jews in all the villages, but this village had 5 Jews, that village had 10 Jews. There weren't so many Jews, Lamais, at that time. Taisa talks about a whole community, a whole city that has a wall around it, and there's only one family, one Jewish family in the whole city, so you don't need an Erev. You don't have to rent for the Goyim, because if all the people in the city are Goyim, there's a wall around the whole city, that's the Mechitza, so the whole city is in Rishus Hayach, and the only time you need an Erev is if you have 2 Jewish families who ask around each other, then you have to rent for the Goy. If you only have 1 Jewish family in the whole city, so you don't have to rent from anybody anything. So Tosis in the days of the Balei Tosis, that was not so uncommon. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Tosfos, the bakery used to belong to the non-Jew. So the non-Jew would bake his bread with lard, and it has a bli of chazer shmaltz on the kelim, on the baking tin that they bake the bread. So the Jews would rent the right to use the oven from the goy. So the Jew would tell the goy, I want to kasher your baking tin. The goy would tell him, go fly kite. You use the baking tin the way it is, or I don't give you permission to use it. So what are they going to do? They have nothing to eat. What are they going to do? Mix flour and water and eat it the way it is? They have to eat bread. Today you can live without bread. Everybody lives without bread. But in the days of the Balei Tosfos, that was the main thing. Al alechem yichya ha'adam. That's how they call it. Al alechem. Pasuk says, lo al alechem levado yichya. But it says, al alechem yichya ha'adam. You need bread. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that if the goy who owns the bakery will not allow you to kasher the pan, so you permitted lechatchila to bake your kosher bread on the treif of pli, provided that it's an eni ben yoma, because shas atcha kediyevidami. Shas atcha liyalah lachatchila, but normally is only permissible bidiyevid. Bidiyevid, if I would have baked kosher bread on the baking tin, that's eni ben yoma, would have been kosher, because eni ben yoma doesn't make treif, it's nice and tam levgam. So if it's a big shas atcha, so we even allow lachatchila, but normally is only allowed bidiyevid. So that's the problem over here. The Gemara says that b'shas atchak in dini mamonis he can be mekabalei the shalom b'fnei bavdim. How can that be? What is it? B'shas atchak is good. B'shas atchak we do what's usually allowed b'di'evit. Why is it good b'di'evit over here? It should be no good even b'di'evit. If it's a din min ha-Torah, the Kabbalah says this has to be b'fnei bavdim. So din deraisa. So it should be the kuva. So the Osamech says no. He has a charifas. He says, on the level of the rice, echad din mamonis v'echad din nefashos need drisha v'chakira. The chelik, an integral part of the drisha v'chakira, is that the Kabbalah said it should be b'fnei baldin. Let the witnesses testify in my presence what I did. I want to hear what they claim that I did. And I'll tell the bezdin which questions to ask to demonstrate that they're all a bunch of lies, that they're making up a whole story, that it's not true. So on the level of the rice is that you need drisha v'chakira and din mamonis. And that's in part, an integral part of the Derisha V'Hakira, is that the Kabbalah said it should be b'fnei baldin. But then Midirabbanan, the Gemara says, Midirabbanan, they did away with the need for Derisha V'Hakira and did imamina. So once they did away with the need for Derisha V'Hakira, so the Mela is no longer a need for Kabbalah said it's b'fnei baldin. Because the whole din deraisa that you needed it is because that's a chelik of the Derisha V'Hakira. So then Midirabbanan, they reinstituted the need for Derisha V'Hakira. So when they reinstituted the need for Derisha V'Hakira, now it's only Midirabbanan. So that's what the Gemara said. B'shas atchak, you can be meikel. Before they made the takana, the Rabban of the Yosamech says you can't be meikel. When Drisha v'Hakira was still needed in the Dimamanis, so you read it, you really needed Menatora Kabbalah say this b'fnei baldin. So how can you say that if Hoyu Edim Cholim or Hoyu Edim Rotzim Lemedinas Ayam, it's a big shas atchak, so you want to be meikel? How can you be meikel on a din deraisa? You just can't be mekabalaitis. The Gemara says here, 20 lines from the top of Kufyat Beis and Beis, 15 lines from the top. For the tiny letter Gimel, Gigon Shahoyu Hu Chola, Oed of Cholam, Shahoyu Oed of Mevakshim, Leilach, Lemdina Sayam. So it's a big Shas Atchak, then you Mekabalaitis, Shaloi Bifnei Badi. So the Yosemech says, why? Because after they are Mevakla, need for Drisha, Mechakiris, and Mele, the need for Kabbalah, Sayyidis Bifnei Badin, falls off as well. But then they reinstituted it, Midirabbanon. So when they reinstituted it, Midirabbanon, so that's only with the Rabbanon. So now you can be Mekel if it's a Shas Atchak. So again, the Gemara is Beferish over there. The halacha that you cannot be Mekabalaita Shaloi Bifnei Baldin is only Shaloi Bifnei the Baldin against whom the witnesses are testifying. But the Baldin in whose favor they're testifying, he doesn't have to be there. That's not part of the halacha. The Baldin to whose detriment they're testifying has to be present. So what kind of a din over here? What ha'idos baldin kemeidim domi? He's making ha'idos baldin in my benefit, on my behalf. He's saying that he owes me money. Ha'idos baldin doesn't have to be in the presence of the person on whose behalf he's being meida. You don't need bifnei baldin. So what does the Gemara say over here? The Gemara is assuming the meida b'knas v'achakach bo'edim is potter. That's how we pass it. Meida b'knas. That's the bottom Tosis points out. The bottom Tosis Ayin Aleph and Beis points out. The Gemara obviously is assuming Bodim Knas Vakaf Oedim is Kvater. If it's Akaf Oedim is Chayim, so it's Chayim, so there's nothing to discuss. So we're working on the assumption Bodim Knas Vakaf Oedim is Kvater. But that's only if it's Moedim Beknas Bifnei Bezn Smuchim. That's Ayin Dalet on the base, the bottom line. Moedim Bifnei Bezn. And it has to be Moedim Beknas Bifnei the Baldin. To whom I say that I owe the money? If I make a hadas baldin shaloi b'fnei baldin, to whom I owe the money, then it's not called ma'ida b'knas potter. Ma'ida b'knas b'akach ba'idim spotter. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So the Gemara is assuming if the shor belongs to two shutfim and I stole, and then I'm ma'ida in the presence of one of the two shutfim, ganafti. So ma'ida hadas baldin is mechayvim on the keren. The kefil is knas, the moedib knas is potter, even achkach bo'edim is potter, but I only admitted it in the presence of one of the two partners, one of the two shutfim. So the moedib knas v'achkach bo'edim potter will only be vis-a-vis that one who is present. With respect to the other shutfim who wasn't present, we're not going to say the moedib knas v'achkach bo'edim is potter. So for the other one is going to be chay. So that's what the Gemara has a shaila. What if Ganav Shoshal Shnei Shut from a Tvacha Macharo? Hod Alecha Mehem, he made a Moida Biknas only in the presence of one of them. And the other Shutav wasn't present. So vis a vis the Shutav who wasn't there doesn't have the dinner Moida Biknas. Only for the one who was present. So the Shaila was, what's the din of Chamisha Bakar? Should I say Chamisha? Well, Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. So since on half of the Dalet Vei, I don't pay, because that's a Moedib, it's covered with the Ptura Moedib Biknas for the one Shudra. So even the other half of the Dalet Vei, I don't pay either. The Karen I'll pay. The Karen I'll pay. But the other half of the Dalet Vei, I should not pay. Or should I say Chamisha Bakar? I feel Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. This was the Shaila. How should you read the Pasuk? Omar Leis, so who asked the Shaila? Rabbi asks of Rab Nachman, what's it do? Omar Leis, Chamisha Baka, Veloi Chamisha Chatzoi Baka. You don't pay. You don't pay Chatzoi. Either it's five or nothing. Eis, Vei, so yes, the Makash, it says in the Mishnah, God of Mishaloviv, the first Mishnah, Nayin Amid Aleph says, God of Mishaloviv, Tavachamacha, Vachakach Meisavim, Shantar Shlomi Abba Chamisha. But when the father dies, he's going to be one of the five children who's going to get the Yerusha. So he's only going to pay 4/5 of the Dalet Vei. The 1/5 to himself, he's not going to have to pay. The Ha'ocha, in this case, came in the Mesav, but the father died, and he's one of the five Yerushim, just because he's a rotten son and he stole from the father. And he shot the father, he killed the father. So he's the one who killed the father. So still, he still gets the Yerusha. He still gets the Yerusha. So the Gemara says, "Kevin the Meisav, Kemisha Adam Ahoidal, Kemisha Kodam, Ahoidal Lechem Dami." Just like Moedib Knas, the one shoot of his potter. So here, I'm potter from paying to myself. So it comes out, I'm only going to pay 4/5 of the Knas of Dalet Vei. My share that I get Beirusha, I'm not going to have to pay to anybody. And it says in the Mishnah that you do pay. So doesn't the Mishnah contradict Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says, "Chamisha Bakar, V'loy Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar." The Mishnah seems to contradict it. Amalei, so Rav Nachman insists that he's right, and he farenfes the Mishnah. Hach maskin kon shamad bedin. Sure. We're talking that there was already hamad bedin, so that solves the problem. How does that solve the problem exactly? According to the way Rav Nachman understood, chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzoi boker. What's the chisara in all this? It's a chisara in that Bezin doesn't have the right to make a gemar din on chamisha chatzoi boker. It's a chisara in the gemar din, or it's a chisara in the tashlumen. That when you pay, you either pay all or nothing. So the simple reading of the Gemara, Shamat Bedin, solves the problem. Why? It sounds like Chamisha, Rav Nachman's opinion, Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, you don't pay. There's no din of Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, it's only a din of Gemar Din. Bezin has to be able to make a Gemar Din and Chamisha Bakar. They can't make a Gemar Din and Chatzoi Bakar. But once they made a Gemar Din and Chamisha Bakar, even though the Maisa, the Tashlumin, is only going to be Chatzoi Bakar, it sounds for the Gemara that it's not a problem. That's one sheet in Taisa. This gigantic Taisa is safer. I'm based on Manala. That's one position in Taisa. Then the other position in Taisa is no. No one ever. No. The Chisar of Chamisha, according to Rav Nachman, we don't pass on like the whole Rav Nachman. Mar said the next morning he woke up and he said, I made a mistake last night, I back out. That the din really is Chamisha Chatzoi Baka. I didn't know what I was talking about yesterday. He backed out with Bisof, and that's how we pass like the Chazar. But we're talking now within the original position of Rav Nachman. When he was sleepy the day before, he was sleepy and tired and thought that there should be a din. Chamisha Chatzoi Baka is Potter. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Chamisha Chatzoi Baka is a Chisarin and a Gemar Din. So once Bezin made a Gemar Din and the whole Baka is no problem. But then Taisus has another position. In order to answer their complicated questions, we'll have to get to it. So the other position in Taisus, no. Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar, according to the original position of Nachman, the Chisorin and the Tashlumin. But the Gemara says, if Omad Bedin solves the problem. So Taisus says, no, it has to be Omad Bedin. And they said, say Tenloy. And say Tenloy is considered as if he already did the Tashlumin. If they only said, Ishploni Atachai, Ishploni Atazaka, that's a Gemar Din. But that's not considered as if Shilaim. But when the Bezin says, say Tenloy, since Bezin has the ability of Hefka, Bezin Hefka, they can take away my property and give it to someone else. So even if they didn't take it, they just said, say Tenloy, it's considered as if they already took it and they gave it to him. So it's considered as if the Tashlumin already took place. So that's the other version in Tosfos, that Rav Nachman's original position. The Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar doesn't go, is it in a Tashlumin. It's not a din of Gemara. It's a din of Tashlumin. You can't pay Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. So what does the Gemara help if they say Kagon Shamad Bidin? No, Amad Bidin, it doesn't say Tzeitenloi. Doesn't say Tzeitenloi. So Tzeitenloi is considered as if the Ganav already did the Tashlumin while the father was still alive. Those are the two Pshatim and Tosis. According to the Habamina version of Rab Nachman, that there is a din of Chamisha Boker, Valoi Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, is that a chisorin in the Gemar Din? Bezin doesn't have the ability to make a Gemar Din on Chatzoy Boker? Or is that a chisorin in Tashlumin? And how do you solve that? Do you solve it with Omad Bedin, a Gemar Din? Or no, it has to be an Omad Bedin where Bezin said, say Tenlo, that that's considered the equivalent of a Tashlumin already. So those are the 2 days in Tosis. Let's see weiter. Freg the Gemar. Avaloi Omad Bedin Mai. What if the father would not have had a Hamad Bedin with the son? The father died before he had a chance to bring this son to a deter. What would the din be? And in Shalom Dal Vehev, because Chamisha Chatzoy Boker, you don't pay. He hochi freg the Gemara. I had a Tani say for the Mishnah later, I in Dal Ramabes. Instead of the Mishnah giving me the case that's so obvious, Gonim Shalom Vemeis Ovi Vacha Kartov Amaba. And in Shalom Dal Vehev, could have given in the same case of the Reisha Gufa. Gonav Mishalom Vitavach Amacha Vacha Kach Meisovi. That sometimes you chayv, sometimes you pot. It depends whether omad bedin bechayim, aloy omad bedin bechayim. Live with listening bedidei. Why doesn't the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah give such a contrast? Gana v'tovach amocha bechayu aviv, behem idoy bedin v'achakach meis aviv. And the other case is meis aviv v'achakach tovach amocha. They should have given the contrast. Gana v'tovach amocha bechayu aviv behem idoy bedin koydim shemeis. Aloy behem idoy bedin. But he did everything mechaim, and it's still going to be potter because it's chatzoy boker. So why does the Mishnah give a contrast and ayin dal lamed beis that case that's more poshut? It should have said the case that we just said. If lo yomad bedin, so you don't pay because it's chatzoy boker. Aditani safe instead of the safer writing a contrast so different. Kerachak mizrach memayra from the ratio. God mishalav emes v'chakach tavach amacher. Ain't mishalam dal lehei. Let it give the same case. But medvar mamurim that the ganav does pay 4/5 of the dalvehi to his 4 brothers. That's kishamad bedin when the father was mamad and bedin before the father died. Avaloyamad bedin. But if the father was not mamad his son, the ganav to bedin. Ainim shalom tashlumi dalvehi. Even though the tavach amacher was mechay, because it'll be a chisarn of chamisha hatzay bar. So he says anachenami. You have a good tataina. The mishnah is not so meduyik. Hachinami, I did bedin is this kerek. I did the nasav reisha. Ganim mishalav v'tavach macha v'chakach meisav. Nasav say the ganim mishalav meis v'chakach tavach macha. The din is kerek. What he keeps on insisting, what I said is kerek. The din is chatzoy baka yiron pe. Letzafra in the morning when he woke up, he calls over Rabbi. He says, I made a mistake yesterday. Rabbi asked me a shaila. What's the din chatzoy baka? He says, I made a mistake. Chamisha v'achmar, afil chamisha chatzoy baka. Yesterday I made a mistake. How come I gave you the wrong answer last night? Urta in the evening. So he says, Dalayachli Bisra de Tura. What does that mean? So Tosis takes the Gemara literally. I hadn't yet eaten my fleshic dinner. I didn't eat Bisra de Tura. I didn't eat my steaks yet. So I was hungry, so I wasn't thinking. Tosis says, but he had lunch. He had supper. He had breakfast. He had lunch. He didn't have supper yet. So a person that didn't have supper can't think straight. So Tosis says, no, the Maaser Shoy probably was, he was fasting the whole day. Fasting the whole day, so he was weak and his mind wasn't functioning well. That's what Tosis says. Shori betayin nesoya. And I was hungry, that's why I didn't think straight. Rashi says that it's a melitza. The lakwe bisra de tura is an expression that means I didn't digest it well. I didn't digest your shayla well. Lo digdakti betayin mishol dov. If I didn't think about it enough, if I would have thought more, I would have realized, I would have come to the realization that I came to now, that afilu chamisha chatzoy boker. Correct the Gemara. See if the din is afilu chamisha chatzoy boker, so why are you putter in the sefer? And I indalad on the base. Vaygona mishaloviv, who meisoviv, v'achakach tovach amach. So if the din is afilu chamisha chatzoy boker, so let him pay 4/5 of the dalavay to the brothers. So the Gemara says, no. Correct the Gemara, v'lamayshin reishin, why are you putter in the sefer? Before we had a pshat in the sefer because chamisha chatzoy boker, except that we said it's a little bit labdavke. He said the Mishnah is not meduyak. Not only would you be potter from the dal v'hei if meisaviv v'achakach tovach amach, even tovach amach v'achakach meisaviv, if lo hemido aviv bedin would also be potter because of chatzoy boker. That's what we said before. But now that we say there's no such din of loy chatzoy boker, The din is that you are chayiv chamisha chatzoim. So why are you potter? Maisha reish, maisha say. Why are you potter on $9 base? Mar says no. Reish and kmini be etfachul kol b'isur sefer lakbin and etfachul kol b'isur. It's a different reason. It has nothing to do with chatzoi bokeh. Has to be a tvachul kulabisa. Once the father dies and I'm one of their five shutfim and the ownership of this shor, so I'm one of the partners here. So my share, I have a right to shech. I have no right to shech the behemoth without your authorization, without the rishus of the other four partners, the other four brothers. So that's a lack of a tvachul kulabisa. A different reason. So here, Tosis raises the kasha. The Tosis on the top of Ein Beis Amelav, this gigantic Tosis. Say mashma from the whole sugya, the first 10 lines in Tosfos says mashma from the whole gist of the whole Gemara that if gonad mishalovi ben ayod the father kefil tovach ayod the father dalet vehei, so then they can make a din Torah even after the father dies. They can be mamin mi bedin, just an issue of chatzoy boker. Yeah, no, shalom chatzoy boker, but leaving out the issue of chatzoy boker, there's no problem. The chiyuv, the right to collect knas, goes birusha. Just like when a man dies, all of his assets go birusha. The karka goes birusha. The metaltalon goes birusha. If people had borrowed money from the rich uncle who died, and he dies, so the chayvus go birusha. All of his assets go birusha. So if somebody owed the mace knas, somebody owed him kefal, and it's a mefata money, whatever, some kind of money, that's a knas. We have a whole list of knasses. If somebody owed him knas and he didn't have a hamad b'din yet, so from our sugi is mashma from the beginning to the end, od the marish knas lebanah. The knas is a schus mamon that the mace had, the nifta had a right to collect that money. So any schus mamon that he had, go birusha to his son, and that's the way it should be. The pasha should be like that. Not only the assets that he actually had, he had karka metalpalin, even the schuyos that he had. The father had a schus. Let's say the father bought a sweepstakes ticket for some raffle drawing. And after the father dies, then they have the drawing and that ticket wins. So the din is that the Yorshim win it. Why? The father had a schus that if his ticket will win, he's going to win the $1 million jackpot. So that schus goes to the children. Every schus. So this is also a schus. That somebody owed the father, Einisim, Afata money, Moitzi Shemra money, whatever, Kefal Dalavei. That's a schus mamad. That schus mamad is also an asset. So everything goes birusha to the children. Tosfos for hiksha rivah after the first 10 lines in Tosfos, where they say from our Gemara is mashma beferish that the schus to collect the knas goes birusha. If you just leave out the issue of chatzoy bokar, Tosfos there's a Gemara in Ksubas. The hiksha rivah the bereish perik narish and ispatsa, that's the fourth perik in Ksubas. Aminan, the Gemara says kik aminan amayna havilu havisha lebanov. The Gemara goes there after Amad Bedin. The Gemara says there. There's a parsha of Shavuos HaPikodin. Shavuos HaPikodin is the end of Parshas VaYikra. That's otherwise known as Hasham Gzeilos, one of the six Hashams. Hasham Gzeilos. What's the din? If I'm tever you, I say you owe me $1,000 and you deny it. I say, but you're lying. You really owe your money. So you swear falsely, you swear shvusha, I don't owe you the money. And then if you ever do tshuva, we had the Rashi before, v'isvadu eschatosam, what's the pasuk in Parshas Nosai? V'isvadu eschatosam, so if he admits that he swore falsely, so the Torah says he has to pay keren v'choymesh and bring asham gezelos. So the Gemara understands, the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon in the Braisa. Reb Shimon, the Tana says, what if the issue is about knas? I say that you owe me onus and mefata moitzi shemer money. You owe me shloshim shalevet. You owe me an amount of money that's a knas. Even if you would have admitted that you owe the money, moitzi b'knas is pata. So now that you denied it, you swore falsely, and then you admit that you swore falsely, we hold it against you. We make it pay chomish v'yasham because you did wrong. You should have admitted that you owe the money. But if you would have owed the money, if you would have admitted in the first place that you owed the money, it would have been potter, because Maida Beknas is potter. So that's what Rab Shimon says, that there's no parsha of Shvuas HaPikodin, there's no parsha of Hasham Gzeilois on a Chi of Mammon, that's Knas. Only on Mammon. But if it's Knas, even if he would have been Maida, it would have been potter, so there's no institution of Shvuas HaPikodin, and it's not Chayef to give the Chaymish and the Yosh. So the Gemara says, Ashayla there, what would Reb Shimon say if he was already Hamida Bidin? I came to you and I had two Edim who said that Yoshua Amud killed my Yavik Naini. And the Bezin made a Gemar Din that you have to pay Mishloshim Shalevet. It's already after Gemar Din. After Gemar Din, Moedi B'Knas is not Pata. Moedi B'Knas Pata is only before Gemar Din. But after Gemar Din, Moedi B'Knas is Chai. So the Gemara wants to know, what would Reb Shimon say in such a case? The Tana Reb Shimon says that Asham Gzeilois and Kerem V'Chaimish V'Yashim doesn't apply by Knas, because if he would be Moedi, he would be Pata. The whole Asham Gzeilois is he should have admitted in the beginning. So by Knas, if he would admit, he would be Pata. But here we're talking about a case, Lacha Gemar Din. So I say, hey, the Bezna awarded me Shloshim Shalevet. You never paid the Shloshim Shalevet. You swear falsely that you paid already. And then later on you admit that you never paid the money. So would you have to pay Chaimish and bring an Asham on that? So the Gemara asked the Shaila. So the Gemara says, yes, you would have to. Because it's like Mammon. So then the Gemara quotes a Braisa that contradicts it. A Beferish Braisa that says, Reb Shimon says he's still Pater from Chaimish and Asham. So the Gemara answers, Kika minam amayna habila risha lebanav. What did I mean when I said that after Knas, after Hamad Abedin, after Gemar Din is treated like Mammon, not benegir to Asham Gzeilos, not benegir to Shuas HaPikadon? You're right. Your price says beferish. Reb Shimon says that you're still Potter. Why? Because it started off as Knas. 2 weeks ago, before we had the Hamad Abedin, it started off as Knas. Even though it's already after Hamad Abedin, and now it has the status of Mammon, but Reb Shimon still says, since this Chi of Mammon, the Shlosh Mishalev, started off as Knas, even though it no longer has the properties of Knas, it's after Amar Bedin, it's not included in the Parsha of Asham Gzeilos. Because in Asham Gzeilos, how does it say? Nefesh Kisim Amal. How does the Parsha go? Who has a Chumash? Kisim Amal. Huh? Yeah. So the Gemara says it has to be dumi to bikadon the gezel. The bikadon this is sumasiyada the gezel. Or yashik to samisa has to be mammon from the beginning to the end. But if it started off as knas before Hamad Abedin was knas, then they made Hamad Abedin say treated like mammon. But it's not ikara mammon since it was ikara knas, so it's not dumi the gezel bikadon yashik to samisa. The Chumash gives these examples that it has to be mammon. If it started off as knas, not. So the Gemara asked the question, what would Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says there's no parasha of Asham Gzeilois. The Shuas HaPikadon parasha of Chaimish V'Asham doesn't apply in the instance of Knas. What would Reb Shimon say after Hamad Abedin? So the Gemara says, after Hamad Abedin is Mammon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But there's a braisa that quotes Reb Shimon says he's still not Chai V'Asham Gzeilois. The Gemara says, yeah, ki karmina Mammon havi, when I said that it's Mammon, laharisha labana. The din is ain't on the marish knas lebana, but after Hamad Abedin, then the mammon is treated like, then the knas is treated like mammon. It does go be Yerusha. But with respect to the din of Shuas HaPikadon, Asham Gzeilois, Reb Shimon says he's still pata because it's not dumi de eishik and pikadon and tsumas yad. It has to be mitchila v'yatzo. So Tosis says kikaminan. The Gemara touches up kikaminan. When I said that Reb Shimon would be mitre that it's mammon. That's with respect to Harisha the Banach. What does it mean? V'hasmavi perushai. The Shach Nasis is going to explain what they're talking about. They added that line in. They're going to explain the next five lines. They say v'hasmavi perushim shum shamad bedin. Avaloy hamad bedin mash mikol l'shmait v'delamati l'har. It's beferish in the Gemara. That knas before hamad bedin in the Gemara in Ksuvas daf mem beis. Knas before hamad bedin is a knas that doesn't go perusha. Only knas after Hamad Abedin, then it's treated like mammon. Moedi b'knas is going to be chayiv, then won't be pater. So then it goes b'Yerusha. Very strange din. Why should I name a marish knas lebanon? Why is it garua from the ticket that my rich uncle bought? He bought a sweepstakes ticket, and the drawing took place after he died. So the schus on the winning ticket goes b'Yerusha to his nephews. So why shouldn't I get all schusim that the mace had go b'Yerusha to the yorshim? So this is also a schus that someone owed my uncle knas, and my uncle had this schus to go to a din Torah and to be taver him and to win the knas. So why does not go be Rusha to the yorshim, whoever the yorshim happened to be? But they should be able to bring the guy to a din Torah and convert it into a moment to bring him. Very strange, but that's the simple reading of the Gemara.
But if you understand my knas, the chiyuv is created later, so then right now it's not like the ticket.
But the father had a schus. The ticket didn't win until after the drawing. But whoever paid for the ticket had a schus that if and when he'll win, his will be the winning ticket, he'll be able to collect the jackpot. So here also, the father had a schus, has a right to bring the other guy to a din Torah to collect the knas. So why does not schus go be Yerusha? That's what it sounds in the Gemara there. So it's an outright contradiction. Our Gemara is beferish. That's the first 10 lines of the text. Our Gemara is beferish. No way out of it. That knas goes be Yerusha also. Other Marish knas lebanam. And the Gemara there seems to say beferish, black and white, ain't on the Marish knas lebanam, unless it's after Hamar Bidin. So first Taisa says Yishlam and Samach like the Samarai. Sure. That the two Amaraim and our Gemara are Rava and Rav Nachman. They're fighting back and forth. Rabbi is Rav Nachman, and Nadi said like this, and Morning said like that. These two Amaraim Machoelik on the whole sugya. No, Amaraim have a right to disagree. Yishlam the Rava Rav Nachman Achal Eis L'Sugi the Hasam. The Sviru they think Yachal Harish Shark Knosses. Avagav Shalei Amar Bedin. Taisa says there's one Knoss that for sure ain't on Marish Knoss Lebanim. Now they're quoting the Gemara there. A man has a young daughter who's a naira between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. And somebody was ma'anis and mafata the naira. So the din is that the father has the right to collect donis and mafata money. What if the father dies before he collects donis and mafata money? So the Mishnah says beferish there in the beginning of the fourth parak. The first Mishnah, Narish and Espatu, says, Mesa av, so then she collects all of donis and mafata money. Why don't her brothers collect? The father had the right to collect the knas while he was alive. The father died. So if you say, Oda Marish Knas Lebanov, so why don't the children get the Yerusha? So Taisa says, no. That's a Dava Pasha, Taisa says. The Nehi, this for sure, this is true. The Nehi, the Knas Shalonis and the Fatah and the Yachal Harish Bishuminyan, that doesn't go be Yerusha before Hamar Bedin. Why? That's a mission in the first mission in the fourth paragraph. It says the girl collects it, the brothers don't collect, the brothers get the Yerusha. The man dies and leaves sons and daughters, so the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get. So why don't you say that the son should get? So the Tosis explains, based on the Gemara, the Hainim Shum, the Osa Dovashat Nas Yetzimimimimim, the Dain Abbas, and the Yachal Arisha the Bonav. The father has certain rights on his daughter. The father has the right to Maisi Odeh. When a daughter earns some money, my daughters used to do babysitting. So any babysitting money that they accumulate until the age of 12 and a half goes to the father. After they become a Bogera, so they're all on their own. They're no longer Bishuzavi. But Maisi Dehakna, Maisi Dehabas, the Gemara learns it off in the Pasuk. The Chim Karish is Bita Leoma. Mak is Bita Leoma. Ma Oma Maisei Deo Lerabba. And Oma Evriya. The money that, let's say, I bought an Oma Evriya and I tell her I want you to sit and make sweaters. I want you to knit yarmulkes and I'm going to sell the yarmulkes. I bought an Oma Evriya. So I have a right to ask her to do whatever is within reason. I can't ask her to do ridiculous things, but I can ask her to sit and knit yarmulkes. That's what they taught you in school. So sit with the sweaters and yarmulkes, and I want to make money on. So the Maisi Odeo is Lerabba. So the Pasuk says, V'chim Karish is Bita Leoma. The father has right to sell his daughter's Oma Evriya. Obviously, it's self understood. The Maisi Odeo is Leoviho. So the Pasuk says, with respect to Nevek 90, V'snachaltam osim levnechem acharechem lereshos achuzo soilom, V'yolam ahem tavoidu. That Pasuk that Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal had the machlekes, but V'yolam ahem tavoidu. Is a reshus a rechayva? We pass in chayva, and the meshachar of the hameshachar of the oiva beesay. So that pasuk, the Gemara has a deal. This nachaltem osam levnecha macharechem. Only the eved kenaini goes beirusha. Osam, the first wide line in the Torah. Kidi amin hasam. Osam levnecha v'lo b'nesechem levnechem. Says this nachaltem osam goes on eved kenaini levnecha macharechem. The reshus nachuz asoylam v'lo b'nesechem levnechem. The right that the father has in the daughter up until the age of 12 and a half, then Maisi Odeho, Leoviho, doesn't go be Rusha to his sons. When the father dies and the girl is only 10 years old, he's going to say for the next 2.5 years till she reaches the age of Bageris, so the right to Maisi Odeho goes to his Yorshim. No, there is no such thing. It doesn't go be Rusha. The father has that tzchus. You have a pasuk. Osim levnechem, v'lo b'nasech levnechem. So Tosis quotes from the Gemara there, that this is for sure, since the father doesn't have the ability to transmit his chus mamin and the daughter, the chus to Maisi Odeo Leoviho. Up until Bagrus, that doesn't go Birusha to his Yorshin, whoever they happen to be, either her brothers, his sons, our brothers, or whoever else the Yorshim will be. So since the Osamam and the daughter, the schus that the father has on the daughter of Maisedah doesn't go Birusha, so the schus that the father has to collect, Oynes and Mefata money, also doesn't go Birusha. That knas, for sure, ain't on the Morish knas Lebanon. Because the moment she also a knas Naveh Mimenu doesn't go Birusha. What about over here? The knas, we're talking about the knas of Shloshim Shaleva. So if the Yevid would, Ashar Amud killed my Yevid, so the Baal Ashar has to pay me Shloshim Shaleva. If the Shor would have not killed the Yevid would have gone Birusha to my Yorshim. So the Shloshim Shaleva should go Birusha also. Or somebody stole my Behemah and they shechted it and they owe me Kefal Dalad Vehe. So if they wouldn't have stolen the Behemah, they wouldn't have shechted it, the Behemah would go Birusha. So also a moment Shaha that the knas is coming based on goes Birusha, the behemoth goes Birusha, would have gotten, now he ate it up already, shechted it, he ate it up. But if he wouldn't have stolen it, shechted it, and eaten it up, so the behemoth would go Birusha, so the chiyuv for the knas also goes Birusha. So that's what Tosa says. Therefore, sure, ain't on a Moris knas Labanov. The knas of Anis Mefata for sure doesn't go Birusha, because also a moment that is based on doesn't go Birusha. What about every other knas in the world? So Tosa says, The first day in Taisa, that's a machlagis hamaron. Our sugya, Rava Rav Nachman hold, Adam is always Marish Knas Lebanov. Why not? Everything goes Birusha. Every schus mamon goes Birusha. If you bought a lottery ticket, so the right to get the money if you win the lottery ticket goes Birusha. So the right to be tover the other guy to the interior, to collect the knas also goes Birusha. So our sugya holds Adam Marish Knas Lebanov, and the sugya subis disagrees. Machlagis hamaron. Sure. That's the first answer of Tosis. Then Tosis later quotes the Ri'al Ovon. We have a skinny safe on Ksubis. Tosis Ri'al Ovon on Ksubis. So every so often Tosis quotes from that Tosis Ri'al Ovon, one of the Balei HaTosis. Why was it called the Ri'al Ovon? He had white hair. He came from, he lived near a river, that the river looks very white. I think that's what the history books say. I think the story books say that because he had white hair. He turned white very young. And the history books say because he lived near the Danube River or something, and it looks white. So anyway, so the Ri'al Ovon is a Balatosis. So the Ri'al Ovon denies the existence of the Gemara Ksuvos. He said the Gemara never said it. He said if you read the Gemara Ksuvos slowly and carefully, it doesn't exist. The Gemara never said Ein Al Marish Knas Lebanov. It doesn't exist. So he reinterprets the whole Gemara. You have that line. The last two words are the Ri'al Ovon. And the next line begins Mefarish. We allow Mefarish to Bechol Knas on a Marish Knas Lebanon. Aye, the Gemara, and he adds on the side. Afil lo yamed bedin. In Kain Sugadacha Ari below yamed bedin. Our Gemara is normal. Our Gemara is straightforward. Ode Marish Knas Lebanon. Normal, that's the way it should be. Aye, the Gemara in Ksuvah, so he says it doesn't exist. You read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara never said that. Ahi the Perak Naira, the Yinkar Beshvu Ari, the Moshe Muchach, and Tchila Sasil Yinkar Beshvu, Ashol Abai the Rabbi. Abai asked Rabbi Shaila. Reb Shimon says that there's no chiyuv carbon shvuah. That's shvuas apikot. Hashem zelus. Hashem zelus doesn't apply in an instance of a knas because Hashem zelus only applies. I'm tever you mamon, and you were supposed to be moided. You should have admitted that you really owe me the money. You denied it and you swore falsely. And then when you admit that you swore falsely, so the Torah slaps on a penalty. You have to pay chaimish. You have to bring an osher. What happens if it's an instance of knas that if you would have been mighty, you would have been potter? So the Torah is not going to add any knases over there. What do you want the guy to do? He should be mighty and be potter. So there's no reason to make a knas if he swore falsely. So the Gemara had a shail over there. What would be the din if you owed me knas? Kefil, Daladay. We already went to a din Torah. It was already lacha hamadib din. It's no longer Moedib Knas Potter. It's after Moedib Din, you treat it like Mammon. Moedib Knas would be Chayiv now. And now I say, hey, you owe me the money. You never paid me the Shloshim Shalevin. You never paid me the Kefir Dalvehe. And now you deny it. You say that you did pay and you swear falsely. Now it would have been if you would have been Moedib, you would have been Mechuyiv. So the reasoning that Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon Baichoy gives in the Brisa, that the Parshas Shvuas HaPikodin doesn't apply to Knas, because if he would have been Moida, he would have been Potter. That reasoning doesn't apply over here. So that's what Abai asked Rabbi, what's the din? That's what he says. Vida Perak Naira, Le'inyan Kar B'Shvu Ayri, Kemosh Much Tchila Sasuglin Kar B'Shvu Shol Abai Rabbi. Abai asked Rabbi Shaila, what's the din? What would Reb Shimon say if it's a case of knas lachar hamara b'din, is there hashivo? So Rabbi says, Rabbi tells him it has a din like mamon. After hamara b'din, the knas is treated like mamon. So Abayi says no, but there's a brisa that the Gemara asked on Rabbi, but there's a brisa that says beferish in the name of Rab Shimon that even knas after hamara b'din, there's still no din of shvuas abikot. So he says, Valzeh Hashiva, so Rabbi answers, Kika Amina Maman Habi Le Reb Shimon, Es Chai Vola of Korban Shvua, Loharisho Lebono. So the Gemara sounds like Rabbi's backing out. Abai asked Rabbi, what would the din be, according to Reb Shimon, if I'm Tever, you Knas, after Hamad the Bedin? And if you would be Boit, then now you would be Mechuyim. Would Reb Shimon say that the Shvua Sapikot or not? So Rabbi first says, Lachak my din is dina kimamim. Then the shlog up rabbits and often a brisa. So Rabbi said, no, I meant something else. Kika amina mamin habi laharisha labana. But Abai didn't ask laharisha labana. Abai asked with Reb Shimon. Shimon says there's no chiv asham gzeilos in such a case. What would Reb Shimon say by knas lachak amara b'din? So Rabbi gave the wrong answer. Rabbi said, efta amara b'din is dina kimamim. Then a chapim and often a brisa contradicts Rabbi's answer. So he said, no, I meant something else. Kika amina mamin havi la risha lebonah. But he didn't say that. His original answer was mamin havi, and therefore there is a chiyuv shvuas apikadon. So what is he saying? Like around kika amina. What I meant to say. What would he meant to say? But that's not what he said. So the real lovin said, no, that's what he did say. That's what he did say. The real lovin says the only time there's a chiyuv. According to Reb Shimon, the only time there's a chiyuv asham gzeilos chaimish v'yasham is on mamin. If he would be moide, he would be mechuyev. On knas, if he would be moide, he would be potter. There's no chiyuv asham gzeilos. What if it started off as knas? Then I already made a hamadah b'din, and now I say, pay me the kefil, pay me the shloshim shalevet. We already had a hamadah b'din, and you say that you paid already. And then later on, you swear. Then later on, you admit that you swore falsely. So Rab Shimon, and often a brisa, Rab Shimon says in such a case, since it started off, Tchilosa Knas, so it has to be Mitchila V'Yatzof, it has to be Mom. If Mitchila, it started off as Knas, then even though now after Hamad Abdin, it's treated like Mom, and there's no Din of Shavu Safikon. Why? Because it has to be Dumi, the Oshik HaSamisa. How does the Pasuk go? Begezel Oshik HaSamisa, but Bikodin of HaSesumas Yad, it has to be Dumi to Bikodin of HaSesumas Yad. So this is only Bamed V'Mamurim, by the father, where it started off as Knas, and then it converted into Mammon after Hamad Abedin. What if the father already made it into Hamad Abedin, made it into Mammon, then the father dies, then it goes Birusha to the children. Now, Milachatchila, it starts Lagabi the Dintar with the children from day number one. From the minute that they became Bali Dvarim with me, it was right away Mammon, from the very beginning. If the father would have died before Hamad Abedin, and the Din would be other Marish Knas Lepana, like our Sugya says, no one ever said, ain't on Marish Knas Labana. Marish Knas Labana. The Knas would have gone to the children, and the children would have made a Habana Bidin. Then it would have been Tchilos a Knas by the children also. So Rab Shimon would say, there's no Chiyav Hashem Zeilos. But if the father made the Hamada Bidin, and then he dies, so the Tchilos had been Torah with the children, starts off Tchilos a Mammon. So that it is Dumya the Bikod Navas Asumas Yad. That's what the Ria Lovin says. The Gemara never said there, ain't on Marish Knas Labana. The Gemara said, if Omad Bidin Bechaye Ha'av, then Legabi the Yerushim is Tchilosa Mamen. If Loy Omad Bidin, it goes Birusha to the children, but it's Tchilosa Knas. So Tchilosa Knas, Rab Shimon says that there's no Din of Shvuas HaPikod, and that's all. The Ria Lava Meforish, the Bechol Knas, or the Marish Knas Labana, like our Sugya said. And the Gemara in Perek Narish and its parts have never said, Eid on a Marish Knas Labana. Why, they're talking about Shvuas HaPikod the whole time. Linen carbon shvua, rikimosha muchach tchilas asugi, linen carbon shvua, shal abai le rabbi. What's the din? So rabbi answered, moide Reb Shimon, that is dina kemam. Then the Gemara said, but it's a brisa, not so. So he said, kikwa amino ano. What do you mean? That's not what he said. He said, I meant that it's dina kemam, that he moide miftah. That there's no dina moide biknas. But it doesn't fit in with the brisa. So he says, no, kikwa amino, maman habi le Reb Shimon, is chayiv olo carbon shvua, la risha le bonav, shen meis. So Tchilas Adin Torah with the Yorshim. From the very beginning to the end, there was Mammon. But if the father died before Amar Abedin, and the children are the Marish Nasal Abanim, the children bring him to Adin Torah, and the Bezin makes a Gemar Din. But the Tchilas Adin Torah with the children was when it was Knas. So that's what Rab Shimon says. If the Tchilas Adin Torah was Knas, then there's no Din of Shavuos HaPikon, because it has to be Dumi the Pikon. That's how the real love reads. So the real love, the first day in Tosis was that it's a machlekes hasugis, whether other marish knas levanim or not. The real Lavan says that the Gemara in Ksuvos doesn't exist. It never said there ain't other marish knas levanim. He rereads the whole Gemara. The Gemara just said, was it tchilasa knas legabi the banim or is it tchilasa mamim? He says that all the Gemara say the same as our Gemara. And then in the middle, Tosis quotes this fantastic od neiraliri, the second wide line in the gigantic Libra, od neiraliri. He says, no, the Iker is the simple reading of the Gemara Ksubas, Eid on the Marish Knas Labanim. Ayah Gemara Sfakir. So he gives you the two Gemara Dins, the Seiten Lo, Ichai Vataliten Lo. So that, the Re comes up with this whole fantastic shot. We'll have to finish it tomorrow. He says that the only time on the Marish Knas Labanim is after Hamar Abedin. Hamar Abedin is good, Chai Vataliten Lo is good, Hamar Abedin. But that doesn't solve chayvat al ish plani at chayv ish plani at zakai is a gemar din, but it's not considered like a tashlumin. If they would say ten loy, that's already considered like a tashlumin. So when the gemara says achma askinik yishamad bedin, means that he said say ten loy, because the ria zaken understands within Rav Nachman's original shita that the chisaron of chamisha chatzoy bakar is not a chisaron in gemar din; it's a chisaron in tashlumin. You can't make a tashlumin lachatzoy. So if the Bezdin already made a psak and he said, say ten loy, it's considered as if they already did a tashlum. These were the two shitas that we discussed earlier. When the Gemara made a distinction between say ten loy and the chayv atalitan loy, where was that? Here, the top tesis on Samach Tesam and Aleph, the last line on Samach Tesam and base the top line of Samach Tesam and Aleph. So tesis had a stira. The top tesis Samach Tesam and Aleph had a stira. Our Gemara says Chayv Atalitan Loi is a Gemara Din, and the Gemara Sanhedrin says it's not a Gemara Din. So we discussed there the two Shitas. So those two Shitas are in this Taisus. This is the Taisus. Whether it's not called the Gemara Din until you say Tenla, no. Ish Ploni Atazaki is a Gemara Din. Say Tenla is considered Tashlumin already. It's considered as if Bezin took it and they gave it to the other one. And he's holding it for him. So that's the fundamental machlokes within the Havamina of Rab Nachman. Rav Nachman backed out the next morning, but within the Havamina that he thought initially that there's a din of Chatzoy, Velo Chamisha Chatzoy Bokor, what is that Chisorin of Chamisha Chatzoy Bokor? Is it Chisorin in the Gemar Din? Bezman cannot paskan on Chatzoy Bokor? Oh no, it's a Chisorin in Tashlumin. You can't even, there's no such thing as a Tashlumin on Chatzoy Bokor. And the only way to solve it is with a Tzei Tenloy, that's considered a Tashlumin. So, believe that tomorrow I'd like to start from that Vaidun Odnir Leri, the middle sheet. Okay.